I would agree with Bart if all we were saying is we probably can't get closer to the autographic text than 99.5% of it or something like that. Why? Because there would be some definite articles, what we call the, Greek uses them a little differently, definite articles with names or definite articles with abstract nouns. Has no effect whatsoever in translation. We don't say the Peter or the Jesus. We don't say the grace. We just say grace, Peter, Jesus, and so on. And so there are certain variants like that where, okay, in several places, we're not really sure if the definite article would have been there or not. There would be other variants, Todd, that it's nothing more than word order. And again, when you translate it into English or German or French, there's no effect whatsoever. And so, yeah, I would agree that we can't be 100% sure that we have the text exactly 100% the same as when it was originally written. But that is a totally irrelevant and unimportant issue. The question really is do we have the text so close that we actually know what the authors originally meant? And the answer to that is yes, we do. There isn't any question at all. Well, what is Paul talking about? What has he said here in Romans or 1 Corinthians? Or what is being said in the Gospel of John? There's no question about that. So ultimately, we have two different goals. And one goal, this absolute theoretical perfection where you could say it's 100%, yeah, that's beyond our reach. The only way we could have that settled is to find the autographs, to find the originals, and then we would know. But to be in a position of knowing what the authors were saying, what they wanted us to read, there's no question about that.